Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to this celebration. Very especially, if you are visiting us for the first time, and we'd like to welcome the contestants of La Feria de las Flores that are here with us, and they will receive a special blessing at the end of Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, before we listen to the Word of God, and before we approach the table to receive the Eucharist, we turn to God and we ask God to forgive us for the many times we hurt Him. Very especially when we fail to see the face of Jesus in others, and we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. And let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, who mercifully increased the gifts of your grace, and that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them, but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them, so that they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord, our justice. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. The me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Thank you.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of eternity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
. It is wonderful to see many of you here at Mass. There is a beautiful saying in the scriptures that God knows us better than we know ourselves. And that is true. He knows your thoughts. They better be good thoughts. He knows your thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows our faults. He knows the gifts that we have. And our prayer should be, our petition should be every day, Father, I know that you know me, but help me know you. Yes. Help me know you. Help me know your love. I want to know your love. I want to be more like you and less like me. Yeah. When I look at myself, there are things that I see that I don't like. You know, He knew his apostles when he picked them well, the 12 apostles. He knew the gifts they had, and he also knew the faults. He knew Peter. You know, Peter, our leader, the first pope, he knew him so well. And you know, they came to him, the gospel says, and they told him everything they had done. Remember, last Sunday, he has sent them in pairs. They have returned back. They were tired. He could see them in their faces that they were tired. And he says, let us go rest. You know, I only say two masses on Sunday. That's not hard work. Two masses, dos misas, it's pretty easy. Now, if I had all five masses, or all seven masses that we have here on weekend, that could be a little tiring. And that happens only when Father Hahn goes on vacation. But all day long, they preach the good news. They heal the sick. They forgave the sinners. And Jesus could tell they were tired. Let us go rest. They got on a boat. They went somewhere. But the people found out. And they were there waiting for them. They were waiting to receive more good words. They were waiting to be healed, to be forgiven of their sins, because that's what God does. That's why we come to Mass, to hear his words, to be touched by him, to be healed, to be forgiven. St. Paul says that Jesus came to give us peace, but not the peace that we're thinking about. You know, when Jesus journeyed in this earth, in the Holy Land, there was a great division. The chosen race, the Gentiles, a great division. He came to break that division, to break down that wall. St. Paul says that it was only through the cross that he broke that wall. That all who would come to him to receive his body and his blood would be one family. That's the peace that he speaks of. It's him. It is Jesus. It is the God that knows you and the God that loves you, the God who came to give his life for you. The God that forgives you. The God that wants to fill you with peace. And then they got out of the boat, and what did he saw? Sheep. Many thousands of people waiting for them. But sheep without a shepherd.
Teach us, Lord. You know us. Give us the strength, Lord. Our Jesus is not here. We are now his hands. We are now his voice. We are now his hearts. Lord, you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. Help me know you. Help me and use me as your instrument to bring love, to bring peace. Remember, they were tired. They were going to go rest. But when they disembarked, there was work to do. There's work to do here in the city of Corpus Christi. There is work in your home, in our homes. He knows you. Ask him to use you. Be not afraid. That's the message today. He picked Peter, who was a little stubborn man. A lot of times he spoke when he shouldn't have spoken. Yet he used him as, you will be my leader. James would witness to him. John would write the beautiful letter, writings about this God of love. Let him use you. Even if you're not perfect, let him use you. Let me know you better, God. That should be our petition today and every day. Let me know you. Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident that God cares for each one of us as shepherds care for their sheep, let us bring our needs and the needs of our sisters and brothers before the Lord.
For Pope Francis and all church leaders who shepherd their flock and take care that none are lost, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an end to gun violence in our community and around the world, that people may turn to nonviolent options and respect human life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who feel like sheep without a shepherd, that they may feel the compassion of Christ and be drawn back into the fold. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those gathered here today, as we work to build up the body of Christ in our community, our nation, and our world, and for the repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for a special intention for Nelda Martinez, celebrating her birthday, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Juan Manuel Guajardo, Mary Alice Mayer, and Yolanda Perez, and for all the intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Shepherd of souls, we trust in your promise to care for all of us. Listen to our prayers this morning and grant them along with the prayers to all our prayers. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
casting always at my side. You guard me from the foe, and you lead me in ways everlasting.
And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, when the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all peoples through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changes of times and seasons. You formed man, woman, and child in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels, we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you
and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread
and drink this cup,
we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And now we remember the prayer that Jesus, the teacher, taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Bless my brother.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Do this in remembrance of me. At this time, we have Debbie Shea, who has something to share with us concerning the program that she runs, the RCIA.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Debbie Shea.
I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology, all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.